As wheat planting plans come into focus, the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network and OklahomaFarmReport.com want to help you consider how the genetics developed by Dr. Brett Carver and his wheat improvement team may fit into your wheat production system. A profile of several of the major wheat varieties that have come from the Oklahoma State University program will be offered for the next few weeks. Today, our initial installment considers Duster. The Duster germplasm forms a lot of the base of the OSU breeding program. Carver says this variety took the longest to get right. This line originally came from Pioneer, and testing at OSU began in 1993. The experimental line went through three reconstruction phases from 1993 until the line was released in 2006. Carver says the experimental line had some good yield potential, but it also had some flaws.
The earliest flaws were trying to purify some of the disease reactions of Duster for soil-borne mosaic, for leaf rust. Those were primarily the flaws where there was not a homogeneous or more uniform type of reaction in that variety.
In 1995, Dr. Bob Hunger identified single plants that display leaf rust and soil-borne mosaic virus resistance. Several other reselections during the next 10 years led to the advanced line. Carver says there was a lot of crossing with this experimental line long before the variety was released. And today, Duster is a pillar in the OSU breeding program. Duster is able to perform well in a wide range of conditions across the entire state of Oklahoma, as well as Kansas and Texas.
And the reason this is such a strong foundation of our program is it provided that adaptation that we really needed for Oklahoma in a grazed environment or a non-grazed. It didn't really matter. And disease resistance was fit for our state.
Duster has also shown resistance to Hessian fly. Carver says they're starting to learn that this resistance is unique. He says they believe that they're finding a way to select for it without having Hessian fly occurring in the field. In the 2014 OSU wheat variety trial, Duster returned to its position of dominance in terms of grain yield. OSU wheat extension specialist Dr. Jeff Edwards says over the past 2 or 3 years, Duster's yields have fallen off, but they bounced back in 2014.
And it seemed to do well in the drought-stressed environment that we had and was near the top of many trials, in addition to being the excellent forage producer that it's always been. So a very good year for Duster in 2014. And I think some producers that were maybe thinking about discarding Duster might decide to hold on to it a little bit longer after the performance this year.
You can find results of the 2014 OSU Wheat Variety Trial by going to wheat.okstate.edu. Also, to learn more about all of the varieties being offered through OGI, go to okgenetics.com. For the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network and OklahomaFarmReport.com, I'm Leslie Smith.